Unite 2015.
Union President.
Hello, Ben. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Rebecca?
I'm good, thank you. Can you tell me your main policies, please?
My main policies cover like a wide variety of things. I think there are lots of things that need to improve at UC. But one main thing is communication. I think they're supposed to be representing us, but I don't think they're talking to students enough or getting what they're doing across to people. Like one thing, like the websites, I know it's been said for years, but I actually want to change it and make it more accessible and easier to navigate, because I think that's really important. And also the email system, like so many people, I mean, everyone gets emails from UC, but so many people don't read them, just because they're long, long blocks of text. I mean, I don't read them. And I'm going to change that. I really want to change that. So on a preferential system, so you get to decide what information you're interested in and get tailor-based emails based on that. And yeah, that's communication. But I think there's so many other things. Like, student groups are so important at York. People come because of the vast variety of societies. And I really want to support that way more. I don't think UC is doing enough. Things like the independent student nights, I don't think they're getting a say in with the official UC nights. And I don't think that's right, because people put so much effort into it. And yeah, loads of other things. I mean, I was a college chair last year. I'm really interested in colleges. I think they're fantastic, but they're not what they could be. And I really want to help colleges with that, because at the minute there's quite a lot of red tape to event organisation, and events are so key to college life, because it's all about bringing people together. So I really want to free it up, and if someone wants to put an event on campus, like, help them in every way possible. That's what UC should be doing. But that's just a variety of my ideas. I've got way more, so have a look online.
Thank you. And if I could just pick up on one thing. You're currently running for UC president, and you don't read the UC emails.
No.
Right. Okay, so why should people vote for you if you don't bother to read the UC emails?
Because I think, I don't read the emails because they're not interesting.
Okay.
I mean, there are other avenues to find out stuff. I go into UC and I talk to people and I find out from themselves what's going on. But I don't think the emails are a good tool, so...
How would you improve the emails then?
With the preferential system.
Okay.
So people get to decide what they're interested in. And get tailor-based emails based on that. I mean, I'm not interested in certain things, and I'm more interested in other things. And if I say I'm interested in events on Hez East, and I get emails about Hez East events, then that'll be better than just getting a load of huge long list of things, because people don't have time to troll through them. I don't have time to troll through them. But there are other avenues, and I think it's just about making sure the communication strategy is as good as possible.
Okay. And you also say you want to improve the website. So how are you going to do that? Are you personally going to do the website?
No. I mean, it's in the process at the minute. UC are currently working on... There are two different options. They're either going to go with like a standardised one or a tailor-made one. But the problem is, I don't think they're talking to students enough about what they want from their website. I mean, it's great that they're in the process of changing it, but I think it needs to be tailored around what students really want. Have they talked to society chairs? Have they talked to college chairs about what the function of this website should be? And I don't think they have. I think that's really important. So it's supposed to be happening over the course of the next few months, but I'd really want to try and push them to talk to students and see what they actually want from it, because I think that's so important.
Okay, and you've also talked about event organisation. So how will you make event organisation easier if you are elected UC Pres?
I mean, one thing is EMS. I'm not sure whether you've come into contact with them, but they're event management forms. And if you want to put an event on campus, you have to put it in 3 weeks in advance currently. And that's a university thing. Which the problem is with students is everyone's quite last minute and things happen last minute. And that's not a bad thing. It's just the nature of university life. And 3 weeks in advance doesn't always work. So I think I'd really want to push and try and work with the university to have smaller scale events, like ones that don't involve alcohol or just like talking events or low key ones. Like, why can't they just be put in a week in advance? Why does it have to be 3 weeks? It doesn't make sense to me. So that's one thing I'd try and do. But there's also the whole red tape thing. I think people go into UC wanting help on how to put events on. I'm not sure that's a service that's always provided. As soon as people come into UC, they should be there being supported, because if you're trying to put an event on campus, it's fantastic. We should be supporting that so much more, and I don't think they're doing it quite enough at the minute.
Okay, and one of your other policies is that you want to create an official petition site. How would that work? And does there really need to be hundreds of students who care about an issue before UC will listen?
I don't think it's all about having hundreds of students behind an idea, but it's just having a platform for people to express their views if they want to. I mean, last term there was the graduating the York Minster thing, which really took off. And it shows that people do care about their life at York and they want to express opinions.
Do you think it's necessary, though? Can't people just go and talk to UC?
Well, I think they can, but not everyone's going to go in to talk to UC. And numbers do make a difference. If you say, look, here's 400 people have signed this petition and they want more funding for media or for the Open Door team, then it comes across so much better than just the president going in and talking. Although that does have an impact, those two together can make such a big difference. And I think a platform to do that for anyone to put in a petition that they don't, that of anything they don't enjoy at university or want to change, I think would be a really good thing.
Brilliant. And one of the other things you said is that you want to engage students more in student politics. So how would you do that? How are you going to get the attentions of students who just don't care about you, Sue?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting going around and talking to people and trying to campaign. Because some people just don't care. They're like, you go up and talk to them and say, I'm not voting, I don't care. And it is quite, it's frustrating because it can have such an impact on the student experience at York. And I think the way to tackle that is to, I know I keep going back to communication, and it is a buzzword, but I think if people aren't talked to and then you're not being told how this organisation that is USU, that is supposed to be the student union, is representing you, then why on earth would you be interested? It's all about going out and talking to people, going to committee meetings, going to liberation welfare meetings, going out and talking to the average student and seeing what they want from their union. I think that would engage people so much more.
Brilliant. And let's talk about careers. Do you think careers are doing enough at the moment?
I think careers is a hard one. They're not good enough, hands down, but they do put on good events. People just don't go to them, though. Their communication isn't very good. And there's also the problem with the appointment system. You have to get up early in the morning to do it, which isn't very good.
Thank you very much, Ben.